Coming out to left field. Churio going back. He's at the wall. It's gone. Kelnick back home with a solo shot to the opposite field.
That was so cool.
Yeah.
People were out there. Yep. Potting his mom and him.
Final day leading off.
Yeah, man.
Was able to hit a home run in the leadoff spot.
Yeah.
Had some highs as the leadoff hitter. Had some lows.
Yeah.
And now probably back where he's more appropriately positioned in the lineup. He's bottom of the line.
Yeah, he's going to be hitting eight, obviously, because they've made a trade for Jorge Soler, who is going to be the leadoff hitter. And so, all right. I mean, he's going to be in the lineup. They got to Milwaukee in the middle of the night because there were no flights when they got to Chicago last night because they were delayed coming out of San Fran. And so they drove up, but he will be in the lineup tonight. Jorge Soler leading off for the Braves.
Yeah, which again, that's what he was last time he was here. I know when a team trades for a player, that team and or broadcast will try to make that player look as good as possible. There was some stats on TV last night talking about how Soler's average has been this since this date and all that kind of stuff. Good. I mean, it seems like he's been doing better of late. His on-base percentage has been better over the last month and all that kind of stuff. So didn't get off to the greatest start in San Francisco this year, but he's been trending upward. Getting traded back to a team where he had the best success of his career maybe is an injection of energy for him.
Injected in my veins.
Back into this lineup, being a little bit more protected than he was in that lineup, assuming Riley and Olsen and Ozuna and these guys can actually hit the baseball. And then you put Kelnick back to eight, and then tonight you have Whit Merrifield going at nine. And that, it's kind of interesting because now you have guys that can get on base and be a bit more productive at the bottom of the lineup.
Right.
Kind of like we had in the past couple of years where you really felt good when the lineup was turning over with Acuna coming back up. Hopefully, you can see that from Kelnick and Merrifield at the bottom of the lineup and just sort of turn this thing over and get back to the meat of it. But again, the most important thing is the meat of it
has to
start hitting like they're capable of because they haven't been doing it all year.
Yeah, I mean, that's the most important thing.
Except for Ozuna. Ozuna has.
Yeah, I mean, but that's the most important thing. These guys, like they can play up there in a pinch. And the Braves were in a pinch, so the Kelnick had to be there. Now you got a guy who is more comfortable, and you're comfortable with playing up there, so you move him back to where you really thought that's where he would be. And it'll be interesting when Michael gets back where he goes and all those different things. Right now you just got to worry about what's in front of you, and that's the game against the Brewers. I saw some because they're obviously playing the Marlins after this, and it looks like it's a possibility that Max and Lopez may go this weekend.
Great
if that happens. But, yeah, to go out there and get a guy like Soler is something they needed. Not necessarily the fielding part. I don't know, because it's been bad out there in the field, too.
Pretty bad.
Yeah, it's been pretty bad out there, too. But definitely that big bat. And you can use that. Hopefully it sparks something from the top, I guess. And we'll see where it goes.
We'll see was sort of like the most optimistic take that I saw from people that were breaking down the trade deadline. Like, Braves gets benefit of the doubt because of Alex Anthopoulos, right, and what he's done the last couple of years. But that was like, trade grades and deadline grades and all that kind of stuff. Some teams did a lot of stuff. Some teams went out and made some pretty big moves. And then, like, the Braves were listed amongst the losers in a lot of the trade deadline stuff.
Who did it? Nightingale?
You name it. Every
Pass
outlet.
It.
Stoneface? Yeah. I mean, The Athletic, ESPN, you name it. I don't really disagree with them. They didn't really do anything. But that was they get that benefit of the doubt. We'll see at the end of it. But you know what? We'll see.
Yeah.
Which is where I'm at.
Like, who they say won?
Like, I don't think this team's,
Who they say won?
Hopefully. Dodgers, Mariners.
Okay. Well, I mean, the Dodgers did go get a starter pitcher.
The teams that got, frontline guys to add to their teams that were already really good, too. So, those teams.
But, I mean, the Braves are a good baseball team, though.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
They're a pretty good baseball team right now. And so, they didn't need a lot of improvement because we didn't have – there's nothing on the market
that can
compare to what you lost.
Yes.
There isn't Ronald Acuna. 100%. There isn't Spencer Strider.
100%.
Now the other dudes that you got on the squad are coming back. We heard that Ozzy might be back a little bit sooner. We know that Michael's coming back sooner rather than later. So you add those two guys back in there. I know they still got to produce, but putting Michael and Ozzy back in this lineup is going to make it better. You know what I mean? And then along with Soler, it's going to be all right. They just got to be more consistent. And I mean, yesterday was great. But the one before. I mean, it got away. It started good.
Yeah.
It just got away from you. So, I mean, who knows what this afternoon is going to be?
We'll see.
We'll see.
That's again that's the place that you're at, because so much of it has been, well, that's not how that was supposed to go.
Right.
Oh, well, that was unfortunate. Oh, that guy's out for a while now, or for the remainder of the season. And again, yeah, you get healthy at the right time, ideally, with some of those guys. And Grant said it when we talked to him in the 11 o'clock hour. I mean, the Diamondbacks were in the World Series last year.
Yes.
The Texas Rangers won the World Series last year. Now, again, this is a very different conversation than we were having earlier in the year, when it was, oh my God, is this the greatest lineup ever assembled? Is this the most talented baseball team that's ever lived?
Yes.
Are they going to win 140 games this year? Maybe that was a little over-optimistic from some folks at the beginning of the season. But as long as they're playing their best in October, which again, tomorrow's August, so if they're playing their best in October, isn't like the most helpful take today? You know what I mean? Because we have to talk about it tomorrow, too. But yeah, man, we'll see.